My brothers and sisters, the book of Kings tells the story of a poor widow who shares the last of her food with the prophet Elijah, and she is blessed in return. The hospitality shown to the famished prophet Elijah by the poor widow was all the more precious in that it was given with loving respect and not as a duty. Here was a man of God, clearly in need of help. The widow did what she could for him and was blessed in the process. We also heard about that other poor widow in the temple who quietly contributed her last savings so that God would be properly worshipped. Was she practicing the faith through her generosity? Yes, of course. She gave all she could. The widow's offering to the temple seems small to other donors, but it was priceless in value. Generosity is not the exclusive prerogative of the rich. The poor have great gifts to share too, and when they do so, we should respond with appreciation. This story of widows might invite us to examine the quality of giving our lives, not just to church collections, but to whatever worthy cause attracts our attention and our sympathy. More than once, Jesus spoke about this subject. Not only should the gift be made with a generous heart, but so far as possible in an animal's way, so that the left hand does not know what the right hand is doing. We should give with the intention of pleasing God rather than winning credit or praise from others. And the more it caught us in personal terms, give up some of our time or our comfort for something. Well, the more it is part of the one great sacrifice of Christ who gave himself totally for us. In the gospel, Jesus said, if in effect give from the heart, charity brings it one reward. Says the proverb, there is a glow of satisfaction in giving for a good cause. It is also, in a gospel sense, the best possible investment for our eternal future, that treasure in heaven, of which Jesus spoke when he invited people to sell what you have and give to the poor. Whoever gives wholeheartedly of himself, herself, to a worthy cause is following the example of Jesus. They have the blessing of God and are promised their reward. Gifts from ordinary people support many projects and causes in the Catholic Church, just as they kept the Jerusalem temple going in Jesus' day. But let's recall today that all donations made for the glory of God share in Jesus' warm praise of the woman who gave all she could. St. Paul coined the phrase, God loves a cheerful give. And there can be no doubt that the cheerful gift is more acceptable even among people on an everyday level. The personal touch is also part of the giving, and giving our time can often be more precious than anything else. My dear friends, I came to you today with much gratitude for all that you have done for the community and parishioners of St. Francis Xavier in Gilles, Haiti. I want to thank you once again for the beautiful chapel dedicated to St. Francis Xavier that you helped us build in Gilles. Your gift is a testimony of your love for our community, and it's very much appreciated. Our parishioners are very happy in their new church, and they maintain it in good shape. They volunteer their time and effort, and they do not get paid for their work. I also want to thank you for your contributions to the GOAT program. The GOATs that you donated are making a big difference in the lives of our parishioners. It will be great if you will continue with this program. We thank you for that. With regard to the educational needs of our children, I can tell you that we only have one elementary school in our community, which goes up to the sixth grade. Our children are not able to go past the sixth grade. It will only cost us $3,500 per year to add the seventh grade to our school. That is less than $500 a month for 8 months. We also would like to provide lunch for our children at school. It's very, very difficult or impossible for us to come up with this kind of money, and we need your help and your support. In the future, we would like for the community of St. Francois Xavier to become a parish. For that to happen, we need to finish building a small rectory. The roof will cost about $15,000. A system to store drain water will cost about $3,800. The community could also profit from a small clinic for people have to walk 2 or 3 hours to get to the nearest hospital. With about $6,000, we could build a small clinic for the people of Gilles. We have big dreams for the community of St. Francois Xavier in Gilles. And with your help, some of these dreams could come true. I ask you for your support and for your prayers for me and my parishioners in Haiti. We will also keep you in our prayers. I want to thank your pastor, Father Mike, for his support of our parish. Melissa Ray, and all the community members who work very hard to help us out. And I want to thank all of you, parishioners of St. Francis, for making a big difference in the lives of the people of St. Francis Xavier and Gilles, Haiti. Once again, my brothers and sisters, I thank you on behalf of the people of the community in Gilles. Thank you for your great generosity. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your prayers. May God bless you all. Merci, merci, merci beaucoup, merci en pile.